Hi everyone, and welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today I'll be talking about five major culture shocks that I faced when I moved to America. And it's important to note that these things I'll be talking about, you know, they're not unique to every African. They're just things that are unique to my experience. So you could meet another African lady and she would, you know, tell you five different things that she were culture shocks for her, but these are my culture shocks that I faced when I moved to America. Okay, so the very first one is just the greeting. You know, in Nigeria, we would say good morning, we'll say good afternoon, and we'll say good evening to people. And if they're older than we are, we would add sir or ma or whatever. But when I moved to America, I realized that people just said hello and hi all the time, and it did not really, you know, it didn't matter if you were talking to your professor, you could still say hello and hi. And at first I was like, oh my goodness, that is so weird. But after a year, I was saying that as well. And I did not notice until I went back to Nigeria and I met someone who was way older than I was. And I was like, hello. And I got the shock of my life because they were like, oh my God, you've come to America and you're now acting all America. Oh my goodness, you know. So that was like kind of like the big one for me. Another one is just going to people's homes. You cannot go to people's homes without letting them know. You can't just be in the area and be like, oh, I was in the area and I came to say hello. No, you kind of have to let them know. And I find that even on the day that you're supposed to be visiting, you kind of have to call them and say, you know what, I'm leaving my house right now. I'm going to be there in the next hour, just to give them an idea of when you're going to be there so they can prepare for you. And, you know, just it's just common courtesy to do that. But in Nigeria, it's like you could be in your house at 9 p.m. and then there's a knock on the door and it's someone saying, oh, I was just in the area driving through and I saw this sign. I remembered you guys and I just want to say hello. And I noticed that, you know, most of the time you would welcome those people with open arms. You would still have a good laugh. You still present them with food, you know, and it was never a thing where, you know, at the end of the visit, you say something like, oh, but, you know, we're about to sleep. No, it was always you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. But in America, it's such a big deal to visit people at odd hours or even unannounced. And at first I was like, oh, this is such a weird practice, but now I totally get it. The thing is, most people work all the time and the time that they have to spend with their family or, you know, with their close relatives, they really want to spend that time with them or rest, right? So the thing is, when you visit them unannounced, you're taking away precious time that they could be spending with their family, and they don't really take too kindly to that. I remember when one of my friends told me that she was in the area and decided to visit her uncle's, you know, uncle's family. And so she went over there without telling them. And when, you know, when the uncle opened the door, he was like, oh, well, you know, this is time that I want to spend with my wife. And she felt a little bad, but I had a good laugh because I just thought that was really, really funny, you know. The third thing is that there's actually wedding etiquette. Like, people actually take a guest list so seriously in America. So my experience when I was in Nigeria was that you didn't really need to know the couple to go to a wedding. Like, as long as you had a friend who knew the family, you know, whose parents were invited, your friend could come tell you, you know what, there's a wedding, let's go. And, you know, both of you would go there, dress up, go have a great time, you know, enjoy the music, dance, eat the food. You didn't really need to know the couple too intimately. Because the wedding was such a, it's an affair that had to do with the community, so it wasn't really a big deal. And in America, the guest list is taken like so seriously. You could be friends with someone and you could think that, oh, we're, you know, we're really, really close, but they get married and not invite you. And that's actually really common. But the truth is, because the wedding is so expensive and everything is, the cost of everything is per guest, people actually have to think about who they're really, really close to invite to the wedding. But in Nigeria, and I noticed in America that the cost of the wedding is usually just on the couple and their parents, you know. But in Nigeria, the wedding is like a community event, so you could be getting married and your parents are, you know, supporting you. You're actually putting money into your wedding, but your parents' friends are actually chipping in, and, you know, people are helping out. So you have a lot of friends doing stuff for you without cost, and so it's just easier to have a lot more people come to the wedding. And I guess it's not that as expensive as it is in America, where everything is just so expensive. So I think that's what it is, where, you know, you could be getting married and you know go tell everyone in your church, like, you guys are all invited, because they really are invited. And so it's not really, I don't know about right now, and you know, a lot of people say that they're starting to take the guest list a little more seriously, but I don't really think that it's even that bad, where, you know, if people show up at your wedding and you don't know them, you go all crazy. No, it's not the case. The other thing I want to talk about is that when people in America say food is spicy, it doesn't mean that it's peppery. So when I came to America, you know, every time I heard that the food was spicy, I would get excited, because, you know, I'd really miss spicy food. But when I tried the food, it wasn't hot. So when people talk about spicy food in America, they mean that it has different spices apart from pepper. You know, pepper is not the only spice. I did not really think about that until I moved to America. And I remember the first time I had to cook for my co-worker was like, oh, I love Nigerian food, you know, I love African food, can you make me one? And I was like, okay, I'm gonna make you soup. And I asked her, you know, do you like spice? But what I should have said is, do you like pepper? And she was like, oh, I love spices. And I made the spiciest soup ever, you know, according to American standards. And I gave it to her. And I remember the next day when I saw her, she was like, oh my goodness, she used the restroom endlessly because of the spice. And I felt so embarrassed, you know. And so I make a note of that now, where I don't really like to cook for people, because I like spicy food in terms of, I like hot food, and a lot of people don't. That's another thing that I noticed. So it's just a thing. If you want to eat food that has a lot of pepper in America, you have to say you want hot food. But if you want something that, when you say you want spicy food, it doesn't mean that you want something that has a lot of pepper in it. So that's just something that, you know, I had to put in here. The fifth thing is that holding doors, waiting your turn, is just something that's considered common courtesy in America. So it does not matter who your dad is in the army, it doesn't matter how rich you are or how famous you are or how important you are, you have to wait your turn. And I think that is so, it's one of the things that I love the most about living in America, is just people wait their turn and people respect themselves. And it's not that it's not that, you know, sometimes when there are people who are older than you on the line, you know, some people ask them to go before them. People are very cautious in that way. People generally hold the door open for you. You know, people don't slam the door in your face. It's just it's just considered a thing to do, where if you're, you know, going into a building, you hold the door for the next person, or, you know, it's just considered, and I really, really love it. And so that's something that I really love about living in America. Is nobody's telling you, do you know who I am, or things like that. Most of the time, people are waiting their turn, and people are just, you know, generally nice. At least in the places that I've been, you know, the places where I've worked, or places where I've been to school, people are just really, really nice. Everyone is not your relative. So, in Nigeria, there are times when you meet someone who is not your relative, but they're older than you are, and you don't really address them by their first name, because it's considered to be rude, you know. So you add a little auntie or uncle that or auntie this. And when I moved to America, you know, someone told me, I don't understand how every African is related to the next African. I'm like, no, we're not really related. It's just when someone is older than you, you tend to call them, you know, auntie this or uncle that. And it's not that your relatives, is just showing a kind of respect. And you know, it was really difficult for a lot of my friends to understand that. So eventually, I guess what is most important in respect is how you treat people and not the names that you call them. You know, you could call someone a very nice name and still really treat them really, really bad. So one of the things that I notice here is people call people their first name. It doesn't really matter how old they are or how, you know, it's just the thing that is done. I remember a lot of times when some of my classmates will call some professors by their first name, and I'll be like, I could never do that, you know. So I still call them Dr. This or Dr. That, because I felt like, you know, I'm so used to doing that, you know. So it's not something that I guess I could get over in quickly. I remember when I got a job and I, you know, someone was like, well, now that you're a doctor and your boss is a doctor, are you going to call her by her first name? And I was like, geez, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do that. You know, I'm still going to say Dr. This or Dr. That. I'm not going to really call people by their first names. So these are the things that actually have stood out to me, you know, since I moved to America. If there are things that, you know, you could add to this list, go ahead and leave a comment on my Instagram page, The Tales of an African Princess, you know, and we can talk about, share stories about the different things, the different culture shocks that we've had and how we've dealt with them, if we actually think they're great things, you know, or not. Most of the things I call culture shocks when I moved to America are actually really, really great things when I came, you know, when I come to think about it, except going to weddings. I still like to go to weddings uninvited, but I don't do that anymore. Maybe when I go back to Nigeria. All right. Well, I hope you guys are having a great week. Go ahead and have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Goodbye.
Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com.